Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Karina Laurinaitis of Laurinaitis Farm in Sunderland. Fourth generation of the Laurinaitis family growing starts and more in Sunderland. Is this what you imagined you were going to do? Is it part of your destiny with your Laurinaitis name there?
I wanted to be an archaeologist when I was a kid. So this is a different version of playing in the dirt,
yeah.
I guess.
Who knows what you could find? There was just that Amherst College professor that found some really fascinating fossil and when they were doing some, you know, yard work and landscaping. So you never know what you're going to find there on the farm.
Yeah, exactly.
So fourth generation, tell me about when the farm started.
Yeah. So my great grandparents came over from Lithuania and lived in Brooklyn for a while and then bought this property in 1924, I believe, 23, 24. And so it started out as a dairy farm and moved into tobacco for a while and cucumbers when the Haynes cucumber factory, pickle factory, was in Deerfield. And we eventually moved into mostly flowers by the 70s when kind of the dairy market fell out.
When all the hippies were around. So it was perfect timing.
Right.
So Karina, can you share a little bit what the pandemic 2-year stretch has been like for the farm and how you've adapted and how have folks responded?
So in 2020, I'm sure we felt the same panic that literally every other business did, trying to work around the regulations around when we were open and how we could be open. So the first year we managed to open with very limited retail space. So we filled in that gap by launching an online store, which was a unique effort to get spun up in 3-4 weeks, but everybody responded to it really well. Our customers have been really understanding for the most part, whether it's, you know, learning how to use the online ordering system or understanding the fact that we need to be closed last minute or open with reduced hours. And yeah, we saw a lot of new folks who were trapped at home and decided to start gardening.
And has that continued, like as we've had waves, you know, crash over us? Did 2021 pretty much mirror 2020 in terms of people and customers and what they were buying?
Yeah, we had a lot of repeat folks in 2021 who had come to us for the first time in 2020, which is really exciting. I hope we see them back this spring as they keep growing their vegetable gardens. A lot of folks started off really small in 2020 and came back and doubled their amount of growing starts in 2021.
Yeah, I think you're not a gardener until you overwhelm yourself.
Yeah, until you're forcing zucchinis on literally everyone that you know.
And I think people were overwhelmed at the beginning of the pandemic, so they decided to throw that into gardening. And I think that is a kind of a great silver lining of the whole thing. Speaking with Karina Laurinaitis from Laurinaitis Farm in Sunderland, they say April showers bring May flowers, but your thought process in regards to getting people the starts that they need for flowers starts much earlier than April. Tell us about how far back in the calendar year you're working on the starts that will hopefully start planting relatively shortly.
We start ordering our seeds in October and November of the prior year, as well as all of our plastics and any growing mediums that we use. So our first greenhouse opens up in January. At this point, we have all 5 of our greenhouses open. They're bursting at the seams. The stuff wants to come out, wants to be planted. So April, we start with kind of the cool weather plants, some of the perennials, and then May and June, the vegetable starts come out, the tender annuals, the hanging baskets, and all sorts of the exciting things.
We should not be putting any of this stuff in the ground probably as of yet, though, right? Or should we?
Yeah, pansies can go out, perennials can go out. There's a lot of stuff that's happy as soon as the ground is workable to go out around here.
So I kind of wonder, Karina, if it's sort of like opening up your closet and one can see the wardrobe. So if you're opening up the greenhouses, like what do you look for in that wardrobe of starts and all the things that you're going to be selling to people? What makes it a Laurinaitis Farm wardrobe?
Yeah. So we focus a lot on growing kind of the wild and weird things. You know, we always have our baseline group of just the basics that everyone loves to have in their garden. But we also enjoy being able to give folks a choice and grow things that you're not going to find at the big box stores or anywhere else. We also feel really passionate about continuing to grow heirloom varieties, whether that's heirloom vegetables or heirloom flowers, which is just a huge key to expanding biodiversity and making sure that we're never in a situation where an entire type of plant is just like wiped out from one disease, the way that a banana or, you know, other trees have been. We've also started networking with the Western Mass Pollinator Network to increase the number of native perennials that we grow. So that has been a big focus for us last year or two.
Has any of this been a cultural shift generationally with a farm that started 100 years ago?
Yeah, the first couple of generations were still around when we opened up for flowers. And the thought process at that time was that nobody would ever pay for flowers. People just want to start their own seeds. But my father is the one who really started growing all the weird stuff. He got his love of gardening from his mother, who had beautiful gardens everywhere on the property, but just grew, you know, the standard geraniums and things like that. So my father's the one who started growing the like purple tomatoes and other weird things.
And you also mentioned to me that you have a connection with the Amherst Survival Center. Can you share that?
We do, yeah. So we grow a little bit of produce ourselves. So we are part of the Amherst Survival Center's Farmers Fighting Hunger Network. So we donate several hundred pounds of produce each year for them. And starting in 2020, we, in partnership with them, started the Victory Garden program, which provided garden kits of vegetable starts to the Amherst Survival Center patrons to grow. So just another way to get folks into growing their own food.
Shout out to our mutual friend from the food bank, Mothership Hunger, there, who supports the Amherst Survival Center, Jillian, who you're friends with and helps me put on the march for the food bank every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Small world of farmers and people who are making sure our neighbors have enough to eat, and we're a better area for it. And Laurinaitis Farm and Farm Stand and the greenhouses and the starts are legendary in this area in Sunderland, and they've been there for 100 years, and here's to a century more, as my Nana would say, Chendan, 100 years. So congratulations on your 100 plus years as a farm there, and to the leadership under you, Karina Laurinaitis from Laurinaitis Farm in Sunderland, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks. You can find out more about all our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.